Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Texter says, I'm from an urban crap hole. I love the farming slot. No idea what it's about, but she's great. She being Mairead Lavery from the Farmers Journal. Mairead, good afternoon to you.
That's sweet. Thank you very much. That's a lovely way
listening
to start
in your urban
a
crap hole.
Dirty, dark, miserable June day.
Yeah, but we are starting the farming slot with a slightly darker tale. This is the Great Garlic Robbery.
Yes, this is an interesting one. I never knew what a gardening or a garlic scale was. And seemingly it's the it's a 6 foot up to 6 foot kind of stem with a flower on the top of it. And what happens is people cut the stems away, and that allows the bulb picking up, because again, do you know the way you take the heads off daffodils or anything like that? So you stop all the power going into the seed and you let it go into the bulb. But anyway, a place called Drummond House up in Balltray in County Louth, they had over 100 of these elephant garlic scrapes. Sounds so funny. They were stolen from the fields around the house, and the flower, seemingly the bud, the flower bud is a real delicacy that Michelin restaurants and really top class restaurants go crazy for. But anyway, according to our report in the paper, the thieves let themselves down because they didn't understand about the scale and what, you know, it can be used for. So they got it before the bud came out and after the stalk had hardened, so it's no use to anybody. But obviously they knew that there was money in them there fields with these garlic bulbs. But there, you know, it could be nice to learn it for people who have a decent sized back garden. Put in a patch of these and get a contract to supply them to a good restaurant.
But timing is everything, though.
Timing is everything. Well, isn't everything? Should I say the difference between a good and a bad farmer could be a half an hour?
Crikey.
But, and you know what I mean by that is?
Yeah.
In terms of getting the harvest done or getting a job done or something like that. Half an hour.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
All the difference. Now, there's research about eating meat and what kind of meat eaters people are now. Obviously, this excludes people who don't eat meat at all.
Now, this isn't kind of some thing that was knocked out by a university sociological department for this over 30 people, and you know it goes all up on Twitter. No, this is actually a survey that's been done by, or a report that's been done by Chagask and UCC. So like them guys and girls don't do this kind of lightly. So they want them to find out, were you a pork indulger or a chicken chooser? And it came up with the fact that there's basically six distinct types of meat eater in the country.
Six
Crikey. Very distinct meat eaters. So it's not just that we're all kind of landing down the chicken and the chips and the lamb or the fish or whatever. No, very distinct eaters. And one of the biggest groups of them that you wouldn't be surprised about is the processed pork indulgers. Now, these are the ones that love their rashers and their sausages and their puddings and they're basically their big fry up, and they have it several times a day potentially, and they come in at about 13% of the total. And the socioeconomic background of the people that are eating like this are basically men, maybe from a lower socioeconomic background, and they have little motivation to eat healthy. So a lot of people maybe living by themselves, men living by themselves, they wouldn't know how to do a roast or anything like that, and they've all relied on the frying pan all their lives. So that's a whole big group. But they're eating way more fat than the recommended diet would suggest. And it's mainly a male feature. The next lot then are the chicken eaters. And this lot, about 20% of the population, they're considered to be younger, they're physically active, and they're urban dwellers. And they really go for the chicken. And they're not motivated by nutrition, but by weight control is what they're looking for. So it's down to the chicken eaters.
Mm.
The next lot then are the fish people. And these eat about twice as much fish as than anybody else. And they are older. And you think of all the women now who eat, a bit of salmon.
Yes, that's true.
A bit
true.
Of salmon.
I was just thinking
if you
that.
Look
yeah.
around, if
yeah.
you go to any wedding this summer and it's beef or salmon dinners, I can guarantee you that at the table of 10, if there's four or five women there, three of them, possibly four of them, to one man will be eating the the salmon
mm.
or the hake or whatever it is. So anyway, strongly motivated to eat healthily, and they are the fish eaters. They're mainly women and they're an older group. The diverse moderates, in case you didn't know what you were or what they are really, they eat all meats. They're not choosy or picky. They'll have fish one day, they'll have a bit of lamb the next day, they might have a roast the next day. But they're also lucky that they're able to get meat every day and have it every day. So they're the diverse people. And then the all things meat, these are the smallest category. There's only 4% of them, rather. They really, they're rural dwelling, they're older, and they're equal men and women, and they're more likely to consume lamb than any other group.
Hmm.
So have a think about what group you fall into. I thought now, you know, it's interesting that the one of the big groups is the processed pork indulgers. You know, the people who actually,
yeah,
you know, Asher,
that's kind of sad.
I won't
actually,
go
yeah.
out and I won't, you know, what will I do for the dinner this evening? Look in the fridge and there's a couple of sausages there and a rasher, and they put an egg with it and a bit of toast and job's done. And, you know, it is very difficult to... you know, maybe cook for yourself, or maybe if you haven't learned how to cook or you don't know how to cook. I know one of our readers wrote into us a few years ago, and I always remember it, and he pleaded with women in particular to tell their husbands, or to show their husbands how to cook the favourite recipes. Because apart from if somebody passes away or becomes incapacitated, you know, those recipes are really homely. They bring back a lot of memories. And, you know, sometimes, you know, there are recipes that are in people's heads and they were never written down.
Yeah, and then they're gone with them.
And then
yeah.
they're gone with them. And it's the way Mammy used to make that whatever it was, or do those, you know, do the meat or do the roast or whatever she put in the gravy. Anyway, but that is, it's a big group. And as I said, it's mainly men.
Yeah.
And so anyway, what's the opportunities here? Well, look at the, you know, the chicken eaters might be convinced to eat a bit more lamb or a bit more fish. The pork people need to be told that they're eating too much fat altogether. So it's giving out healthcare messages, and it's, you know, what category do you fit in? Are you mainly the healthy person with lots of fish? Are you, you know, the person that basically throws a tin of Uncle Ben's or a jar of Uncle Ben's over a chicken breast and that's it? You know, so...
Yeah, but say for something like lamb, there's a time of the year when lamb is delicious, but then, you know, as you get further into the year,
no,
you kind of go,
no, it is not. As a sheep producer, I'd say
that. It's delicious all year round.
I tell you now, I think there's a leg of well, I love the lion lamb.
Say a rack
chops.
Of lamb now.
Yeah, well, now, the lion lamb chops, you can only, you know, there's only the two of you can eat them because you couldn't afford them otherwise. They
yeah,
are very
yeah.
expensive.
Yeah.
Sheep, I mean, there's lambs have four legs, but there's only two of them ever get sold, you know, because the shoulders is what the rest of them are called. A leg of lamb is, it's an indulgence, you know, it is gorgeous when it's cooked, when you stick the garlic in and put a little bit of maybe mustard on it or a little bit of honey on the outside, you know, it's gorgeous. But the this butterfly leg of lamb, if you're having a family dinner or a family do with a lot of people at it, get your butcher to do a butterfly leg of lamb, which takes out all the bones and flattens it, and you cook it on a kind in a, you know, over a, you know, a grill rack inside in the cooker. It only takes about 20 minutes to do a whole one.
Does it only take 20 minutes?
Yeah, and Neville Maguire has a fantastic recipe for a kind of you know, it's not curried, but it's a marinated butterfly leg of lamb. There isn't as much as a spoon of waste on it. You get through, you slice the whole lot of it. It feeds an army, and it's a really kind of standout dish. So it's butterfly leg of lamb, Nevin Maguire's recipe. And the butcher will butterfly it for you.
Very right. quickly, butter prices are going up. Why is that?
Butter prices are absolutely going out. Well, I won't say they're going outrageous because people are benefiting from it. But what's basically happened is there's a shortage. Up to, you know, we had about 100,000 tonnes of butter in storage this time last year. But a couple of things has happened. The bad prices, you know, at the end of last year in particular, meant that production has slowed down in some of the big dairy producers. We've also got a bigger demand for export market. Full milk fats are back trendy. You know, people like their yogurts, they like their cream, especially in the summertime. They like their butter. And so instead of having, you know, the butter stores were down to 25,000 tonnes in May or April, they're now down to almost nothing. And prices have gone up over 2,000 euro a ton to over 6,000. And, you know, the wonder is it going to stay at this price? What's the implications going to be? Supermarkets usually use that kind of a product as a loss leader,
yeah,
rather than kind of, you know, upping the price of it. But, you know, it's good news for dairy farmers because it's we produce 65% of our milk goes to butter production. So, you know, it's a real windfall that they never thought they were going to have.
Okay, Mairead, thanks, Mayor, for coming in to us. Mairead Larvey there from the Farmers Journal. Back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big cheque for the delivery guy? GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.